The best insight, instant feedback, accountability, the all-new Talk Radio, Freedom 106.5.
I'd like to welcome to our studio here at Freedom 106.5 FM. I have Miss, well, actually, I should say it this way, give proper respect, Dr. Shadi Chandler, and she is an author talking about getting into medicine. So welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM. How are you doing? All right, one more time, so TNT could hear you.
Okay. I'm fine, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Nice. So, tell me, why medicine?
So, the book is about, the name of the book is called ABC Medicine. It's my first children's book.
Mm-hmm.
The idea behind the book is one in which I have a six-year-old daughter. She's now six. I actually wrote the book when she was 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And she's an avid reader. And I started thinking about books along the lines of medicine with respect to her age group, like introductory books.
Mm-hmm.
I searched and I went onto Amazon and to other platforms and I bought all the books related to medicine for her age group. And then an idea came to me that I could possibly write a book along these lines.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote the book in 2022. And then in 2023, I did an online class with a lady who's my mentor, Miss Leslie Ann Jerome.
Mm-hmm.
She's a children's author locally. And then at the end of 2023, I decided to publish the book.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been in the publishing process from the end of 2023 until now. It took me about 16 months because it's an illustrative book. It's a children's book. The idea behind the book is that it's about a five-year-old girl. Her name is Maylee, whose mother is an emergency medicine doctor. So I'm an emergency medicine doctor.
Mm-hmm.
She's a very inquisitive little girl. And on one visit to her mother's job at the hospital, she was curious to find out about different people working within the healthcare system and what they do. So the book is beautifully illustrated to teach children about the...
Yes, it is. It's so cute.
About the many career options in healthcare from A to Z.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like a dictionary. It's not only about the jobs within the hospital itself, but within the healthcare system. So, for example, it talks about A for anesthesiologists. The idea of the book is that it's from age 0 to 9, but it's also going to help adults. So adults have to help the kids pronounce the words, and they also have to go through reading it with them.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's kind of like a mini dictionary, and it's mm-hmm. the beginning of a series. So after this book, I have another book that potentially will be coming out next year to continue this. Because when you read it, you'll be like, oh my God, some of the words are really difficult. But it's a fun illustrative book, like I said, mm-hmm. and it will guide kids into careers along the healthcare system line.
So it's basically an introduction to curiosity.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
So if it is that a young person, like your daughter, saying, well, a stethoscope around your neck, mommy, what is that?
Yeah.
You have it in this book.
Yes.
Have you been able to have it listed on any platforms?
To be quite honest, yes. It's currently on Amazon. So it's on Amazon, the paperback version. There's also a hard copy on Amazon, the Kindle version, and there is a surprise coloring book to go along with it.
Okay.
So I am doing a book launch on Saturday, the 19th of April, 2025, which is Easter Saturday in McBean, Coover, because I'm a Coover girl.
Mm-hmm.
It's open to the public. So I will launch the book. I'll likely have my daughter do a little reading from it, the storyboard, because when people see some of the big words, they may think, oh my gosh, I can't even pronounce it, but my daughter.
How's she doing it?
Or how would my kid be able to pronounce it?
So you have a young Doogie Howser in your midst?
I won't say so. But yeah, she's a nice little girl.
Yeah?
Yeah. So on Saturday, it's open to the public. We're catering for about 150 to 200 kids. You could come out. There's going to be storytelling by some teachers, face painting. We're going to do some Easter egg hunts. The book will also be available for sale on that day as well. And there'll be lots of refreshments.
So, like, just reading out some of the letters. Let me start with the first one.
Okay.
A is for anesthesiologist, a doctor who gives medications to prevent pain during surgery. B is for biomedical technician, a person who maintains medical equipment. C is for cardiologist, a doctor who specializes in conditions of the heart. And D is for dentist, a doctor who treats conditions of the teeth, gums, and mouth. E is for emergency medicine doctor, which is what you are.
Yes.
A doctor who takes care of sick or injured people in the emergency room, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And the, well, just skipping some letters, I is for immunologist.
You got it. You got it. You got it. You got it.
A doctor who specializes in treating conditions relating to the immune system. So just as you said, it just gives a breakdown as to all of the, well, the most of the professions that are involved in yes. healthcare.
Yes.
And, well, as you said, coming down the road, you heard the conversations about, you know, the way in which the public sees healthcare right now.
Correct.
Without, I don't want to put you in a position, but what is the one thing that you love about, you know, helping people in the healthcare system?
Okay, for me, as an emergency medicine doctor, that is your first line of entry to the hospital. I don't want to say too much because...
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. I understand.
That's your first point of entry to the hospital. For me personally, I love the acute intervention of seeing someone coming ill or sometimes even on death's bed. Mm-hmm. And we are able to technically save their lives with the intervention of God. I wouldn't say bring them back to life.
Yeah.
But for me, I love that aspect of it the most. Mm-hmm. I mean, in the emergency room, you see very critical dying people all the way to like things we would consider common cold, mm-hmm. which might be minor, you know. But the best part of me is seeing the transformation and actually doing that acute intervention to mm-hmm. save someone's life. That is what that's what I love about it the most, and that's what drives me to go to work, and that's mm-hmm. the adrenaline that I love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Grey's Anatomy and those shows.
Yeah.
That's your comfort on a weekend.
Not to be honest.
Yeah.
No, right now I'm looking at something called Beauty in Black on Netflix.
Just strange enough.
So I don't really do the doctor shows.
Another colleague asked me, have you seen that show? I'm like, no. What is it about?
Oh my gosh. I only started watching it because my colleague, Dr. Bidisi, he was like, Shadi, the main character in that show, Kimmy, looks exactly like you, except for the eyelashes. And I said, okay, let me take a look. And I started watching it. I don't know if I should even say it on radio. It's a Tyler Perry show.
Right. That's
a bit much. Mm-hmm. I can't watch it in front of my daughter for sure. I just reached, like, I think episode 4. But what is it about?
Just life, really?
More than that. I don't want to say.
Edit. Yeah. As in, find it on whichever platform it is.
Netflix is on, yeah.
It's on Netflix. Well, yeah. I'll have to take it in because I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
My kind of thing is like The Resident. And
I think as a doctor, I don't know. I like Ratchet TV.
That is what destroying our nation,
I know, but keep it in my brain only.
The thing is, how close to reality is the emergency shows that we see on television?
A lot. Really? Even some of the things we as doctors learn by looking at these shows. For example, I think I was looking at the show The Resident a couple months ago, and I saw like similar case presentations on work versus in the US, and then I was able to make a comparison as to our healthcare system is very much similar to the US. Mm-hmm. It's very parallel. So yeah, a lot of the conditions that present, you could see them here as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's close to reality. It is. Yeah.
That doesn't mean, TNT, that you can look at a show like that and figure that you are a doctor.
No.
It don't work that way.
Yeah.
What kind of training, since we're in that space, what kind of training and how long was the training to become an emergency medical doctor?
Okay, so I went to medical school for 5 years. I went to St. George's University in Grenada. And then I came back home and I did an internship on the Southwest Regional Health Authority for 1 year. Mm-hmm. And then I was kind of pushed into emergency medicine, and I've been there this year. Would make it 9 years since I've been an emergency medicine doctor. So there are different ways in which you could specialize. You could do a diploma locally for 18 months, or you could do something called the DM for 4 years. It depends. It depends on what route you want to take. You could even specialize in the U.S. by taking U.S. exams and then leaving, which was an option that I had, but I didn't take because I had my daughter at the time, and I have my family grounded here in Trinidad. So that's the major route, I would say. But medical school is or was very challenging at that point in time. Yeah. And as doctors, you have to do continued medical education because medicine is ever evolving.
Changing.
Yeah, and,
yeah,
and there's always lots of new technology, new finds, etc. Now there's all the AI stuff and ways in which to deal with people, etc.
That is a very good perspective. How is the medical profession dealing with artificial intelligence?
I honestly cannot comment, Oscar.
Serious?
No. I don't know much, so I don't want to comment on something that I don't know much about. So
I was thinking more of a, like the application to medicine with artificial intelligence. It's a, I find it's a very precarious space to be in because besides the fact that so many advancements in medicine is happening, there are many people who unfortunately would take the wrong steps because AI has this very close to reality presentation that could lead to more damage than help.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm wondering how all professions
would deal with
this application.
Because you still need human beings. You still need the clinical acumen of a trained physician to be able to come up with some diagnosis, guide you in the right line in terms of tests, etc. So I'm not sure how it would
affect. Someone says, hello, the medical TV shows are complete nonsense. Sincerely a physician of 15 years.
Okay. That's what I told you. I don't really watch a lot of medical shows.
And that would be like doing your work twice when you want to come home and just relax from.
Like with the medical shows, so like Grey's Anatomy, I love the romance parts. So I don't really, the medicine part isn't all that, but
Yeah, the doctors say 15 years. No. It's complete and utter nonsense. All right. If you have any other questions for the doctor, you can give a message at 306-1065. Do you have any other plans to further your book career?
Yes. So right now, like I said, this initial book is just an introduction. It's kind of like a... I asked someone to give me their feedback, a teacher, over the past 2 days, Miss Sandra Differental, and she told me Chandler is kind of like a dictionary, and I think that's a good way to describe it. So it's an introduction into, this is part of a series, and next year, I already started the second book, so next year, God's will, I hope to jump out to come out with the second aspect of this series, because like I said, reading some of the words is going to be difficult, but that's what makes it fun. So I encourage you all to purchase the book and have some fun reading it with your kids to push them along the lines of not only jobs within the hospital but jobs within the healthcare system as a
well
whole.
Because from what we're discovering, children have different aptitudes and attention spans. And the understanding that the be-all and end-all would be doctor and nurse, but there are others.
So,
and, and information like this would help, I guess, how to put it nicely, but if it is that you're not doctor level, there are other professions.
So, for example, in the book, J's for janitor. We need janitors. They are the ones who keep the hospital clean, free from germs, etc. So it's from all the way, what people would consider to be below, to all the way on top, because we need every level within the healthcare system.
And, yeah, Grey's Anatomy has romanticized many other professions within the medical field as well. That you wouldn't have that information readily available. But I'm glad that you're here to open up the space on that,
yes,
and let them know, well, there's a broader horizon than mm-hmm. just, you know, what we know as doctor, nurse, yeah, and that's it. Yeah? Yeah. Any other things you'd like to leave with us in terms of, you know, your journey and, well, where to purchase this book as well?
Right. So,
and you could remind us about the book launch on the weekend.
Sure. So currently the book is available for purchase on the Amazon platform via hard copy, the Kindle version, and there's also a coloring book, which I didn't bring with me today to show you, Tosca.
Mm.
And you could also purchase the book at the book launch on Saturday. It will be Easter Saturday, the 19th of April, mm-hmm. from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. At MacBean Coover Ideas Place. I urge you all to come out. It's free and open to the public. I know it's the holiday time and you might be looking for things for the kids to do. So there's going to be lots of activities going on at that time. I'll also do some storytelling and a little bit of reading from the book itself. There'll be face painting for the kids. And you could also purchase the book on that day, as well as after the book launch, you could direct message me on Instagram at mom.tt, or you can call 301-0605 to place an order and we'll courier out the book to mm-hmm. you.
Yeah, so yeah. TNT, you have the information now. One more time, if you can give like a Instagram handle or contact,
sure,
so that they can get in touch with you. As you said, Amazon, you can get the book as well, mm-hmm. and the book launch this weekend. So, yeah, just give out your Instagram.
So the Instagram is mom.tt. That's Instagram, and also Facebook. It's the same thing, mom.tt.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Dr. Chandler, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us. See, it wasn't so bad.
It wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad at all, man.
It wasn't bad. Yeah.
And I think I will take in that series you was talking about. It seems interesting.
Yeah, it's going good so far.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.